So in this video, I'd like to give you a few more details about what your first dive into the ocean of bliss will typically feel like when you're in the middle of a meditation session. So the first time you experience the ocean of bliss, it's most likely going to be a very, very fleeting glimpse. In fact, the first few times, you'll probably just fly right over it and not even know you flew by it. And that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly normal. And then the first time you actually catch it and you stop and see the ocean of bliss, the monkey mind will all of a sudden appear right back on the scene and just effortlessly pull you right back. Right? The monkey mind will just be like, whoa, 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 buddy, come on back over here. That's not for you. So that will be what the first time will probably be like, and it'll just be a quick, fleeting glimpse of it. Now, as you get better and better at meditation, as you get more familiar and comfortable with the launch exercises and better at using the drift exercises, you'll get to the point where it's pretty normal and natural for you to be sitting for 30 or 40 minutes at a time. And it's not because, you know, I've told you you have to do that. You're just going to naturally, you know, want to sit for that long because it feels good. And what'll happen is that typically around the 30 or 40 minute mark, which is a special milestone just on its own, and there's a separate video in this training course that goes into why minute 40 is important. But around minute 30 or 40, you'll just hit it. You'll hit the ocean of bliss, and all of a sudden, you'll realize that you're alone in the room, and monkey mind has left the room. And in this case, you know, it won't be just that it's left the room. You'll look around, you'll go around looking for the monkey mind, and you'll realize that monkey mind has left the building. And you'll be there alone for a few seconds. And you'll feel like you're kind of a deer in the headlights. Your mind will be completely blank. And you're not going to know what to do about this because you've never run into this issue before. And right at that perfect moment where the monkey mind is gone, you are aware of the fact that it's gone. And the situation is not fleeting. It's actually sustaining for, you know, 5 or 7 or 10 seconds. Right at that point, it will be like a trap door opens up underneath you, your feet, and you just go, all the way down. And especially if it's your first time experiencing this kind of thing, it's going to be just an incredible experience. It's kind of like if you are a beginning surfer and it's your first time up on a surfboard and you've actually caught a wave and the wave has gripped the board. It's lifting you. And then for the first time ever, you feel the power of the ocean throughout your entire body in a way that you've never felt it before. And in so doing, you understand the ocean at a deeper and more intuitive level than you've ever understood it before. And just like that, when you do your first dive into the ocean of bliss, it's going to be exhilarating. But at the same time, especially if it's your first time, you're also going to be like, whoa, this is a little bit scary. And I wonder if it's actually dangerous. And oh my God, maybe it's dangerous, but it's so pleasurable at the same time. I wonder if it's a bad pleasure, but how could this be bad? It feels so incredible. I have this literally oceanic feeling, an expansive feeling about everything. And because of all these thoughts, hint, hint, thoughts racing back into your mind about the experience, the first time in, you won't be able to last down there for very long, right? You'll be down there for maybe 7 or 8, maybe 10 seconds. And because of all the different feelings rushing back in, most of my students, when they hit this for the first time, They're down there, the thoughts flood in, and they just go, and they come right back out. And at that point, you've, you know, blown back up out of the ocean of bliss. You've blown out of your meditation session. And most people, when they experience this afterwards, they're just lying on the floor, stunned. And they're just like, what was that? And the amazing thing is that it's all totally fine. It's totally normal. Nothing bad about it at all. And that is basically what your first dive in to the ocean of bliss will typically feel like. I hope you found this helpful, and please email me directly with any questions you may have.